Hey guys, welcome back to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, a podcast designed to help you live, love, and lead well. I am your host, April Nicole Scipio, and you know that I am thrilled that you are here taking your time listening to this podcast today. It means so much. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode. Today's episode is sponsored by my Live, Love, Lead planner, where life, devos, and prayer collide. Use it to plan your day, organize your month, engage with scriptures, write down prayers, and much more. So head over to the website, aprilnicolescipio.com, and order your planner today. Now, as far as today's episode, I'm having to settle myself down a little bit because I'm talking about literally my favorite topic, how to set and achieve goals. It's my jam. It's my jam not only to set and achieve goals, but to help others set and achieve theirs. I'm April Nicole Scipio, and I'm a girl with a dream, a big dream, a dream to help you live, love, and lead. I am passionate about creating opportunities for you to become a better version of yourself, and I strongly believe that it happens best inside of authentic community. I'm very excited to have created a podcast that inspires you to dream big, challenges you to grow, and gives you tools to blaze the trail God has set before you. So get ready to build community, dig into God's word, and take practical steps so you can live, love, and lead well. When it comes to setting goals, there are three things that I personally like to keep in mind. First, what is the bigger purpose? Many people say start with the end in mind, and I completely agree with that. The end I think about is what do I want to accomplish and what difference do I want to make? I set goals because goals are a way for me to take steps to accomplish the thing I want to accomplish. For example, I want to accomplish living a healthy lifestyle. That is the bigger purpose for me. So one of my goals that I set for myself is to exercise 3 times a week. It's something I work toward each week. It's an ongoing goal that I have. Another example, I have a goal to host a top-rated podcast. That's something I want to accomplish. So I had a goal of reaching 1,000 downloads. I hit that goal, and now I have adjusted that goal to reach 2,500 downloads. Then when I hit 2,500 downloads, guess what? I'm going to create a new goal to reach 5,000 downloads, and so on. You see, setting these goals gives me clarity and direction for moving toward the bigger purpose. So I want you to think, what is something in your life that you want to accomplish? And then set a goal that gets you moving towards that direction. The second thing I think about is, how can I measure this goal and what time frame do I want to accomplish this in? Being able to measure a goal helps you identify when you hit your goal. In the example I gave earlier about my exercise, if I just say, oh, I want to exercise more, well, what does that even look like? What does that mean? How do I know if I am actually meeting the goal? But because I've said, okay, I'm going to exercise 3 times a week, I have something specific I'm working toward, and it's easy to track to see if I meet the goal. As far as time frame, I've decided that I want to accomplish this goal each week. It's a weekly goal that I have indefinitely. In my goals for my podcast downloads, I wanted to hit 1,000 downloads by December of 2019. I've already hit that goal, so my new goal is 2,500 downloads by June of 2020, which is a huge stretch goal for me, but I'm going for it. So whenever you set goals, you have a bigger purpose in mind and you make sure you can measure them and give yourself a time frame. But the third thing I think about is probably the most important thing of all three. I ask myself this question: is this goal realistic for me? You see, some people look at what other people are doing and they set goals based on that. instead of taking a realistic look at where they are and what their schedule will allow. Your goals are meant to serve you, to help you get closer to accomplishing your dreams and creating a life that you love, fulfilling your calling and your purpose. Goals are not meant to fuel the trap of comparison we sometimes slip into. Going back to my examples, if I wanted to, I could have set a goal of working out 7 days a week. You know, that would be awesome. But that is not realistic for me. And that's okay. Would I love to have 10,000 downloads by June of 2020? Of course. But my podcast is fairly new, and right now the word is just getting out about it. And it's okay that I don't have a goal of reaching 10,000 downloads right now. I could look at other podcasters and see that they have tens of thousands of downloads. But you know what? That doesn't serve me well. I evaluated where I am now, and I've created a goal that was realistic for me. It's a stretch goal, my 2,500 downloads, but I definitely think it's attainable. So when you are setting goals, one, have the bigger purpose in mind. Second, make sure you can measure them and give yourself a time frame. And third, ask yourself the question, is this goal realistic for me? Now, we don't want to just set goals. We want to achieve them. So what are some practical things we can do to help us achieve the goals we set? The first thing I would encourage you to do is write them down. There's definitely a psychological component when it comes to writing down goals. I mean, there's tons of research out there. Some say that you're 3 times more likely to achieve a goal if you write it down. But I always go back to what scripture says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. It says, "And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it comes slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." You see, writing down your goals is biblical, and it's a practical way to put yourself in a better position to achieve your goals. The second thing when it comes to achieving goals is to have an accountability partner. It makes a world of difference when you have someone who will check on you, ask you the hard questions, and who will encourage you when you feel like giving up. In order to have an accountability partner, you need to give someone permission. Sometimes people are hesitant to say the hard things that need to be said. But if you give them permission ahead of time, they can function freely in that role. Your accountability partner should be someone who you trust will tell you the truth. Also, you can have one accountability partner or several depending on what goals you have. If you have a physical goal, you may want one accountability partner, but then you may choose to have a different one for maybe a financial goal that you have. You know what you need as far as accountability. It's up to you to put that person or persons into place. The last thing I want to mention when it comes to achieving a goal is create a plan of action. What are the steps you are going to take to achieve the goal? For example, with my goal of exercising 3 times a week, my action plan was, okay, I need to get a membership to the gym. I need to schedule time in my schedule to actually go exercise. I need to find a workout partner. And then, of course, I need to actually go to the gym. That was my plan of action. Of course, going to the gym is a huge part of me achieving the goal, but the other parts of my action plan were just as important. For my goal of getting 2,500 downloads, my action plan consists of, well, first and foremost, continuing to publish my weekly podcast episodes, and then also being intentional about marketing. So this past Saturday, I did a Facebook Live video as a preview of today's episode. If you haven't seen it, I'd love for you to go check it out. And then, of course, if you guys would share this episode on your socials, that would be great. But the point is, I had to get an action plan. And I want you to do the same. When you set a goal, okay, what are the steps it's going to take for me to get to my goal? And then prioritize them. What's the most important thing? What's the second most important thing? And so on. That is the one thing I love about being a life coach. I get to help people put together action plans. I love helping people, and I've also started to do some business coaching. I love that I get to help them put action plans together to achieve the results they want to see in their lives and businesses. So when it comes to achieving a goal, number one, write it down. Number two, get an accountability partner. And number three, develop a plan of action. If you're interested in diving deeper into this topic, then you may be interested in my updated online course titled Create a Life You Love. It's a 7-lesson course with a workbook designed for you to work at your own pace and go through 7 training videos. Lesson 4 is all about setting goals aligned to your purpose. And lesson 5 is all about getting results and staying motivated. This course will be available for sale beginning December 29th. So that's just a few weeks from the airing of this episode. Make sure that you are subscribed to my newsletter so you can stay up to date on everything. I'm so excited to be able to serve you all in this capacity. Let me pray for you today because I believe that God is speaking to hearts. I believe that He's going to give you some clarity and help you set goals, and then also give you the tools and the wisdom to achieve those goals. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for each and every listener. I thank you that you, God, have set the example. You are a planner. We see in your word just how everything fits together. And God, you have designed us to plan things out. God, I know that we lean on you for everything. And so God, even as we plan out our lives and we plan out our goals, God, we just declare that you are the Lord over those things, God. God, give us clarity on the goals that mean something. Let us know what goals we should set so we can fulfill the greater purpose that you have for our lives. And God, not only that, give us the wisdom, the courage, the boldness, the resources to achieve the goals. God, help us when we create our action plans. Show us what to do. Show us what's most important. God, and I just pray that each and every listener, God, that they are just motivated to start 2020 strong. And God, I know that that means ending this year strong. And so God, over the next couple of weeks, as we dive deeper into goals and into personal growth and into creating a healthy mindset, God, as we are preparing for 2020, God, I ask that you honor all of our efforts, God. I pray that you help us to just have a clear vision for 2020 so that it can be the absolute best year of our lives. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I have loved being with you today. I truly believe that we are on the right track to start 2020 off strong. Remember, go rate the podcast, leave a review, and share this episode on your socials. Until next time, go live, love, and lead well. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Shout out to the production team because teamwork makes a dream work. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Now that you've listened to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, I want to invite you to check out the Live, Love, Lead Planner, where life, devos, and prayer collide. You can get more info at aprilnicolescipio.com. Now go live, love, and lead well.